Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Well, I'm speaking about the murder of Henry Novak, and there's been a political furore about this. So Mr. Novak was an 18-year-old who was murdered last December, but a lot has only come out, I believe, because his killer was found guilty just last week. So it was Henry Novak was an unoffending boy, 18 years old, an undergraduate, stabbed to death by another man. Okay, there are like 600 murders in the United Kingdom. Sadly, you know, this would be almost unremarkable. You know, a lot of people get murdered. Yes, I know it's terrible, but you know, they're like, you know, one or two every day. But some of them catch public attention more than the others. So I'd rather no murders at all, but got to get real. It's always going to happen. We can't get it down to zero. We can get it closer to zero. And what should we do whilst not taking away civil liberties? So Mr. Novak was stabbed to death by Vikram Digwa in Southampton. Now, Mr. Novak, he was of immigrant extraction, incidentally. Forgot this right. His great-grandfather came from Poland in the 1940s, hence the surname Novak. So he's walking down the street late at night. Anyway, he had a few drinks with friends, some interaction with Digwa, some words exchanged and so on. But anyway, ends up that Digwa stabbed him 5 times, and that was it. So Mr. Digwa was carrying a knife. Now, Mr. Digwa was allowed to carry this knife because of his Sikh religion, because of Indian Punjabi extraction. So the rules about knives, about how long they can be, and can you carry them because you're going to fishing, gut fishing. I don't remember exactly what the law is on this one. So I think it's a proportionate restriction. I know obviously they're gun nuts and knife nuts in the USA, so no limitation. Now, for the 5Ks for Sikhism, I can't remember what they all are, Kesh and so on. But one of them is to carry a knife at all times to defend themselves. So some Sikhs usually have a symbolic, just a piece of metal on the curb. It's not an actual knife. And so I don't know if they're under a certain limit or could say, okay, you can carry a so-called knife, it has to be extremely blunt. And the police have to check that they actually couldn't cut anyone or something like that. The knife has to be sharp or whatever. Can we make things which are just non-sharpenable? But, you know, even if he hadn't been legally permitted to carry a knife, he still could have done so anyway. And he just carried one illegally. And that was it. So the 999 call was made. Now, I'm blaming the man who killed Novak. I'm not blaming Sikhs in general, British Indians in general, people of immigrant stock or like that. The murder is about an individual. Guilt is individual. It's not communal, right? Right was when whites murdered non-whites, even if it was a racist motive. It's not whites in general are guilty, yeah? So don't want to stoke ill feeling or, you know, cause animus between towards any ethnicity or faith. So the police came along, and Digwa's defense initially said that the guy had been racist to him. So shockingly, they arrested the stab victim and handcuffed him. This all filmed. The poor boy's lungs filled with blood, and that was it. He was dead. So Digwa claimed it was a racist incident. It was self defense or whatever. Okay, but actually we found out the whole thing was a lie. They recorded without their knowledge. Digwa and his brother to make up this bogus claim of racialism. So that was it. Now, the Novak family, he said that they don't want this to be exploited for political gain and so on. So it's blatant that there is two-tier policing. The police have been loony left. You know, it's often said political correctness gone bad and mad, and here is a case of it, you know. Now, had they not been PC, had they simply been sensible, okay, they wouldn't have arrested a guy who was bleeding to death. Now, that claim of racism, that could have been true. I mean, the police didn't know that at the beginning, but, you know, racism or not, you know, you're not allowed to murder people. But I suppose the murderer's claim was he was acting in self-defense, which obviously couldn't be disproven until some time later. But the police think that racialism matters more than anything else. Things as unobjectionable of let England live, that graffiti, well, that was recorded as a racist thing. Or, you know, councils wasting public money, taking down the English flag in England, the British flag in Britain. I don't know if they carried down that. Scots flag in Scotland. They don't need to take down the Northern Ireland flag in Northern Ireland, the Irish tricolour in Northern Ireland, or the Republic, you know. So I don't object to any flag being flown anywhere of any country or any, you know, any other entity or former countries, you know, even of horrid totalitarian regime, so I might revile it, but I wouldn't say the police should take it down or it should be illegal and so on. Goodness. So we know that the police are about to be, you know, shock troops of the far left, ideological enforcers, arresting people for thought crimes. That's why I have political prisons in the United Kingdom. It really is shocking and disgustful. And all the so-called diversity training. Well, they're not promoting diversity of opinion. They're at least promoting so-called racial diversity, which is really sub-Marxist jargon. So, yeah, it is horrible that this guy got killed. And, you know, the police couldn't have prevented that, but they could have handled this more sensibly and wiser. So I don't want there to be any spike in anti-Sikh sentiment. So it was one bad individual. It doesn't reflect on the others. Was it even a racialist attack the other way? I don't know. So there have been protests against this. Unfortunately, the murder of Henry Novak, this is being exploited by Tommy Robinson and those of his ilk and so on. So I believe that the Novak family don't want anything to do with it. So goodness, what is to be done? The police are obviously petrified of accused of being racialist. Everything's at racist incidents. Back to the McPherson report, to Ian McPherson saying, a racist incident is that which is claimed to be racist by any other person. So police officer says hello to me and I say that that's a racist incident. Then it is. That's how daft it is. Two-tier policing is there in the McPherson report, which is now considered holy writ by all the political parties, that you can't treat people equally. You can't. You have to treat the different communities differently according to their experience of whatever policing or some nonsense like that, and do the law without fear, without favour. The other thing about this exemption for Sikhs to carry knives, no. Either everyone's allowed to carry it or no one's allowed to carry it, one law for all. Uniform modifications. You say you could wear a turban, but therefore everybody else has been allowed to choose their own headwear. And likewise in the army, that spoils the uniformity. There's a clue in the word uniform, means same for everyone. Or beards. And now the army, British Army, says that well, now everybody can wear a beard, whether Sikh or not. Or, you know, Shechita butchering. Why is cruelty to animals allowed by one religion? So we're allowed for everyone then, and halal butchering likewise. So yeah, that's not fair. If I say my religion is allowed to do something which is cruel, which is abusive, are you going to let me? No, and you shouldn't do. People can come up with these completely specious reasons. Why, there was a big campaign in the 2001 census in the United Kingdom to say your religion was fox hunting. So if they tried to outlaw fox hunting, you say that you're criminalizing my religion. It's preposterous that people get exceptions made on that basis of, you know, on no other ground, people would be allowed to do these things. What say you? Well, there's that campaign, One Law for All. Anne-Marie Walters, you know, also an Irish person. She was about this, an Irish woman who regards herself as proudly British. What do you think? What lessons can be learned from the mishandling of this incident? So it was a bit like a Stephen Lawrence thing, you know, but I don't want to bang on and on and on about, you know, Henry Novak or to exaggerate. Okay, it's only one person killed and it's one person too many. Just like, you know, the Labour Party is still milking the murder of Stephen Lawrence all these decades later, making his mom a peeress. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.